Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. A special edition, some really interesting topics we're going to be talking about during the program today. One of our guests is Thomas Miller. He's been a student of Unaria since he was 14 years old. At that time, meeting Ernest L. Norman, the founder and teacher of Unaria. Tom has given many lectures on the Unarius principles over his 56 years of study, a frequent media guest. He's been featured in a documentary film. He also has written several books about Unarius principles, including a book of verse, The Epic, and a series of lectures, which was published in the book The Keys to the Universe. Tom maintains a website, unariusunited.com, that features Dr. Norman's teaching as well as student testimonials and discussion. With a degree in science and accounting, Tom is the owner of a tax accounting firm in Portland, Oregon. Again, the website is unariusunited.com. And joining us on the program once again is Robert Maxim, author of the Legacy series. Robert was born in 1957. The author experienced several sleep time visits to other worlds as a child, witnessed countless alien craft. These visions continue to date in both wake and sleep states. He studied concert piano starting at age 3, but changed his calling to science following the visionary experiences. Legacy series is the culmination of these experiences, shared with the world for the first time. The author spent 40 years studying science, religion, and science of life, presented by Dr. Ernest L. Norman, validating his vision starting on July 3rd of 1973. The website for Legacy is rgaetan.com, rgaetan.com. Give you a lot of information there. You can link on to both Thomas's and Robert's websites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. All the information is there. If you're listening, there is a video or version of this at YouTube. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, go to the YouTube or video section on there, hit the icon, you'll be able to watch what we're going to do on the program today. Thomas, welcome to the program for the first time. Robert, as always, welcome back. Great to have both of you with us on the show today.
Hi, Rick.
It is
certainly
great to have everybody with us on the program today. And Thomas, for the video, you'll see a picture of him, and he's got some graphics, some slides he's going to show during the course of the program. And Robert is with us full screen on this as well. And Thomas, I'll start with you. Let's talk a little bit about Ernest L. Norman, Dr. Norman, the founder and teacher of Unarius. Give us a little background on him. We've talked before with Robert about him. Give us some of background, and then we'll talk about the experience you had with him and actually meeting him.
Well, this was very unique, Rick. I actually met Dr. Norman and interacted with him for the last 11 years of his life. I went to his house many times. But what I really wanted to talk to the folks about is my first meeting with him. When I was 14 years old, give you a little bit of background. When I was 14, my mother bought a book called Voice of Venus. I got through about a third of that book. And then all of a sudden, I bellowed out loud, "This is what I've been looking for all my life." And here I'm 14 years old, you know, and it just hit me that this was the thing I've been looking for as a way of life, a form of living and expressing myself. A little bit of prefacing there was that when I was 4, 5, 6 years old, I was in a child abuse situation. And when I would become physically threatened, I would close my eyes and I would see this beautiful sun-like, beautiful ball of energy in front of my mind. And I was mentally told to walk into that ball of light and I would be protected. And I would do that and I would felt at peace and everything was okay. No matter what they did to my body, my mind was in this beautiful, radiant ball of sun-like energy. Well, this happened quite often when I was 4, 5, or 6 years old. Now, saying that, when I got that book, I wrote Dr. Norman. They were living in Santa Barbara, and we were in L.A., and I told him that I just really love the science that I'm getting from the Voice of Venus. However, I had been taken out of school when I was in the 6th grade, or 7th grade, sorry, And I didn't know how to read that much. And Dr. Norman uses very big words. So I wrote him and I said, yeah, I love this, but do you have a children's book? You know? And they wrote back and said, don't worry about it. You will learn in your sleep state how to read and understand these things. Let me tell you, Rick, in 2 weeks, I was reading those books, all the big words, and understanding them.
Wow.
And I had no education within those 2 weeks. And so it was a miraculous thing. And so anyway, they invited us to, my mother and I, to their home in Santa Barbara. We were living in Glendale. And so, we went. Now, the first thing I saw as they met us at the door, Dr. Norman opened the door, I immediately saw this beautiful, sun-like, radiating ball of light that was him. He disappeared in my mind. I'm 14 years old, remember?
Yes.
And he actually disappeared. Now, this is, in another world expression, but this was true. And so as we walked into the house, and he sat down in the chair, and we sat on a couch opposing him, he started just talking to us. He didn't go into any trance. He didn't do any kind of manipulations, mantras, or meditation things, or, calling on the angels or whatever. He just started talking to us. And what he did, he started telling me about my personal life, things that happened in my life that nobody knew except me. I hadn't even told these things to my mother.
So she's hearing it for the first time.
She's sitting on the couch next to me listening to this. And all this time, all I see is this beautiful sun radiating these energy rays. And it was like the rays were coming slowly at you, and just permeating you. And this transcendent feeling was there. It was just a beautiful, loving energy that was coming to us. And all during the whole meeting, this happened. And yet, I felt like, oh, yeah, this is normal. I wasn't surprised. I wasn't feeling like this was weird, because I recognized this ball of light that I saw when I was 4, 5, and 6 during the abuse years.
Okay.
So that's just what I recognized. I am actually meeting that ball of light that helped me through those years. So I recognized it, and it was normal to me. Okay, so then what did he do? He started telling me about things in my personal life, in this life. And he would say things like, well, you had a friend when you were 9 years old, and he named him. He named his name, Greg. He described him perfectly, physically. He had sandy hair, was a little chubby, and it was just a little taller than I. And this was just, I'm telling you, nobody knew to tell him these things. And so he said, one time you guys got a box of cigars and you went down in the basement, and you smoked the cigars, and you went, turned blue, green, and orange, and nobody knew about that, Rick. Nobody knew about it at all, ever. I never told my mother or anybody ever. And then he went on and he says, and during the winter time, you were riding your bike down this steep hill, and the bike skidded and ran into a parked car, and you actually flipped the bike and yourself over the tire part of the car, landed on your keister. He described the car. He described the color and the shape of the car and the bicycle. He described the bicycle. It was just a small bike because I was only 9. But he says, you never told anybody. And I said, no, I didn't tell anybody because I was so embarrassed and I really wasn't hurt. So I didn't tell anybody. But then he says, when you were 5 or 6 years old, you saw everybody, you know, I had three brothers and sisters, and they were all going to school. And I wanted to go to school. So what I did, I saw that all their teeth had come out, so they were going to school. So I took a pair of pliers and pulled all my teeth out.
Oh, jeez.
And then I told everybody, wow, I got smashed in the mouth. And that's how the teeth got knocked out. And I said, well, now can I go to school? And nobody knew about that except Dr. Norman. You know, he said those things. And then the other thing that was really important was that he said, Tom, now I'm telling you these things about your personal life that nobody knows, so that you will believe me when I start telling you about your past lives. So he started telling me a bunch of past lives that I lived. One of them was, he said you were a scientist in the 16th century, and you tried to invent the perpetual motion machine. But he says, like everybody else's in that time, yours failed too. So then he said, there was a life about, well, this was 1960, so he said about 100 years ago, so it should have been about 1860, that you lived in the French Swiss Alps. And he said, he started asking me some questions. He said, you know, what do you think about golden-haired women with pigtails? And I said, I really am very much attracted to that. And he said, what do you think about the name Frontenac? And I said, hey, I got a watch. It's called Frontenac, and I love this watch.
Mm.
And he says, well, what do you think about dogs, especially huskies? And I said, I love huskies. It's my favorite dog. And what I love to do is, you know, bury my face in their fur. And just, it was like a blanket type of a thing. And he says, well, I'll tell you, you were... In the winter, you were going to your wedding in Frontenac, France, and you were going across a very treacherous mountain trail, and the sled slid off of the side of the mountain, and you fell down, and at the midpoint there, you punctured your back, right back lungs on your back, on a twig, on a heavy twig of a tree. And you died there. But the main thing is that the huskies that fell down with you actually huddled around you until you died. And this is why you love to rub your face in their fur, is because they were keeping you warm until you died.
Now, Thomas Miller is our guest on the program. I don't mean to interrupt, but I will for just a second to give you the information. What Thomas is talking about, you'll find great information at unariusunited.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on. Thomas Miller, our guest on the program, if you just joined us. Robert Maxim, author of the Legacy Series, is with us as well. Tom has got some slides he's going to show us. And Tom, whenever you want to show those, just let us know, and then we will see those on the screen. And if you're listening to the program, go to our website, the YouTube channel, which you can get to by going to the website, and you'll see all the pictures. And we've got a picture up now of Dr. Norman. This really was a life-altering afternoon for you, wasn't it? The time you spent the first time in meeting with Dr. Norman.
Well, it was very transcending. Life-changing indeed. It totally changed my life. It actually saved my life, to tell you the truth, because I did not have a functional family, as I kind of iterated.
Yes.
And so I actually was kind of floundering around about, you know, what direction of life I should take. This solidified that. So anyway... excuse me, continuing the story, he said that you were going to your wedding, and what do you think about the word, the name Inga? And I said, I love Inga, you know, the word. And he said, well, that was the name of your potential wife, and she had golden pigtails, and she was waiting at the church, waiting for you to get there, and you never got there, and... So that was one experience. And then he says, have you ever had a pain in your back there? And I said, yes, all my life. Periodically, I would have a knife being stabbed in the right part of my lower back here, and I would lose my breath. I couldn't breathe. And it would, be for 2 or 3 minutes before it would go away. And he said, well, that's where the twig went in. And get this. He says, now, Tom, you will never have that pain again. And I'm telling you, all these years, I have never had that pain again.
It left you that day.
I was healed of that just by making the realization of this past life, which is one of the principles that he taught, was that healing can take place by recognition of these various past life experiences. Anyway, if you're looking at his picture right now,
yes,
he has a high forehead. And when he spoke and was channeling, we call it channeling, that forehead actually generated a big, large welt. And it actually became very tender and everything. And it was a very phenomenal experience. It was like a real life change in the person's body.
Yes.
So it was a fantastic experience there. And since that reading, he gave me all kinds of things where he says, well, I see you live most of your lives in Italy, And then he says, you lived one life in England where you were a lawyer and you became chancellor in that life. So it eventually arrived where he said that I was Thomas More.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's not big in who you were, really. I mean, that's not important. But this particular one was important because of the karma, or the energies, negative energies that I had experienced in that lifetime was being carried over into this lifetime. That's why the abuse was taking place.
Right.
So anyway, when we talk about reincarnation, he was proving the principle that we have within our psychic anatomy, soul, or spiritual body, whatever you want to call it, these experiences from these past, and we are reliving them all the time. And he was proving this principle to me. However, all of it was very normal and to me. I wasn't surprised, and it was just okay, I understand that, that type of thing. Then when I left his house, that it was like on a hill, I went down at the bottom of the hill, and I started thinking, did that happen? Was that real?
Yes.
I mean, I actually started questioning myself. So after leaving his presence, incidentally, he radiated a tremendous amount of heat. You would be around him, and he would be, perspiring. It was so much of a radiation coming from his aura. He was really a tremendous light bulb, let's put it that way.
Right.
He was just fantastic, and he could read your thoughts, and he had a wife named Ruth. She would go down to the store down the hill to pick up supplies, and she would come back, and I was there. Incidentally, I was invited back many times to their house. And I was there, and she would come back into the house, and he would start to tell her who she met, what she did, what she said. He was right there with her and could tune in to exactly what she was doing. It was phenomenal. I mean, it was a tremendous experience.
Boy, and how intense this had to be. You are a teenager and going through this experience. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest in the program, Thomas Miller, and Robert Maxim with us as well from the Legacy series. About 5 minutes left in the program. It's going by way too quickly. I'm sure this will be part one. Yeah, about part one of this discussion. Tom, what all did this mean to you? I mean, how do you even sort out exactly what the information that you were just given?
Well, in the teachings, it says you must be preconditioned to accept anything in life. What we mean by preconditioned is that you live lives in between Earth lives, and you go to school, and you set up cycles, and you set up things you're going to do in the Earth world on your next Earth life. Well, a lot of these things, like I said, was so very normal to me, I accepted it 100%. That's why I bellowed out when I saw the voice of Venus, because it was something that was so very familiar. So the reason that I understood that is because I was preconditioned. I learned those things before, and therefore my life did change dramatically. I started studying and have been continuing studying the principles of universe. We might get into that later on, or maybe some future time. But it's all very vital, and it isn't just me. It's all of us have that potential because of the evolutionary process that Dr. Norman teaches we all go through.
You know, that's amazing. And Robert, we've touched on some of these areas before. Just give me some of your thoughts and what Tom is talking about. I know you've had extensive conversations with him, but to actually have met Dr. Norman and to get these teachings from him and get this information, what are your thoughts on what Tom has said so far?
Well, I have my own personal experience in it all, where I actually visited El Cajon, California, where the Unary Center was at the time, and I didn't know it existed. I stood in a corner, and just to cut it short, and I was looking in the direction of the building, and I felt like I had to go there. I was just captivated. I was looking in that direction. I did not see the building, but I was looking at it, and what a surprise it was. When I came back, when I learned about Unarius, I drove back to El Cajon. Guess what my feeling was when I drove by that corner, and then I turned right on the next street, and there was the building.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that was the first experience, and of course, the first person I met when I walked through the door was my beloved brother Thomas Miller, and as soon as I saw him, I felt like I knew him forever, and the years that have passed, we have both collaborated with one another, the different lives we've lived.
And we still do.
Oh, we still do. We get on the phone, we can't hang up.
Well, I'm sure of that, and I would, Tom, is this, and we've sensed this in talking to Robert before. This is sort of an evolutionary thing, isn't it? Where this just, it's not like, okay, this is the knowledge, it ends, now I'm going forward. I get the impression probably every day you'll learn something.
Oh, indeed. A tremendous amount. It depends on the stimulation that we have or how ambitious we are in becoming a better person. Because that's what Unarius is about. It's a self-betterment program that actually entails many millions of years for each one of us. Nobody's immune to these principles that Dr. Norman teaches.
Tell me about Unarius, what that stands for.
Unarius stands for Universal Articulate Interdimensional Understanding of Science. The operative word there, I believe, and it's important to me, is interdimensional, which means that we are just not one-dimensional beings. In fact, this is the least of us of who we are. It's like the tip of the iceberg. The real soul is unseen.
We are out of time. I've got a minute or so left here, and we wanted to talk about some of the precepts of the teachings, and we'll talk about that in part two. The website, the information that Tom was talking about, is unariusunited.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to that. And Tom, I know this is a big responsibility that you have, and talk a little bit as we end the program, how important this website is where people can go get information and discuss it with others.
Well, we believe it is the center of Dr. Norman's teachings now. We have all of his teachings up on the site, and we recommend that if somebody is interested, that is the opportunity that they can go to learn about themselves and life in general, what it truly is all about. It isn't just the surface physical life. We have a tremendous life cycle which we need to master, and we take many thousands of lifetimes to do that, and that we are entire energy beings. So this site will give a definite general teachings of Dr. Norman, and actually we have his voice up on the site in many different lessons.
It's an excellent website. It's unariusunited.com. I'll ask each of you in maybe 30 seconds each, Tom, from a standpoint, when you're able to help people and you direct people to the website and suddenly they see their lives in a different way, what's that feeling like when people have a better understanding of why they're here?
Well, it gives you purpose. It gives you the reason why you are here. It gives you the reason why God exists, if you want to call him God, which we don't. We use the word infinite, but it's interchangeable. And it actually gives a person a security, a knowledge that they have a future and that they have a reason that they can learn anything they wish, be a musician, a mathematician, a scientist, or a piano player, or a singer, or anything you want.
Right.
This is our purpose.
And Robert, from your standpoint, when you talk with someone, and all the times you've been on the program, when people follow up and go to your website and entertain by legacy but learn from it as well, or go to Unarius United, what's it like when you're sharing what's been life-altering for you with others?
Well, I always have the sense that life is a mission of overcoming. I have come here with preconditioned knowledge from the higher worlds. That knowledge is now exercising itself on this dimension and going through different lessons, different experiences that teach me all the time how to be on the pathway to infinity. Now, I've had to come to terms with a lot of issues that I had in life that I thought they were perfectly normal. But as the years have come by and the studies have transpired, of course, those have been what I could say is a game changer, and can be a game changer to anyone else that puts forward the effort to actually study, be honest with themselves, and understand what infinity and energy is all about. And anything that I can share along those ends, that's another reason why I'm here, and the Unarius United website is just that. It is a center for sharing the teachings of Dr. Norman, but also our own lessons learned, our own overcomings.
And the one thing about Robert is that his book, Legacies, is just his personal journey. We all have our own personal journeys. Mm-hmm. He is finding out about his. And we are all finding out about our own through our own learning and experiences,
right.
You know. So.
Well, it's fascinating. Thomas Miller, one of our guests on the program, the website with all the information we've talked about, unariusunited.com. And, of course, back with us on the program, Robert Maxim, and he's talking about going through and sorting out all the elements of his lives. We've shared so much of that on the program and past shows with Robert. You'll find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, by going to the iTunes channel there or going to YouTube and watching and listening to those past programs. The website for Legacy is rgaetan, gaetan.com. Legacy series available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. I'm sure this is part one because so much more that we would like to talk about, and I thank Robert for bringing Thomas on the program this time, Thomas Miller and Robert Maxim. Gentlemen, went by way, way too quickly. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick, for having us.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
All the information available at the website, thisweekinamerica.us. Stay tuned. We're right back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.